is actually a process of expanding our heart, of widening our circle of insight and compassion to gradually include the whole of our life. Being on earth here in human bodies this year, this day, is our spiritual practice. My old guru in Bombay would teach us in this way. He would let students stay just long enough to come to some genuine understanding of life and love and how to be free in the midst of it all. And then he would send them home, saying, "Marry the boy or girl next door. Get a job in your own community. Live your life as your practice." On the opposite coast of India, Mother Teresa sends home the hundreds of volunteers who come to help in Calcutta, saying, "Now that you have learned to see Christ in the poor of India, go home and serve him in your family, on your street, in your neighborhood." When the heart is undivided, whatever we encounter is our practice. There is no difference between sitting in meditation in dedicated silence or acting in every realm. They are like breathing in and breathing out, two inseparable aspects of our life. Fruit falls from a tree naturally when ripe. After due time in spiritual life, the heart, like fruit, begins to mature and sweeten. Our practice shifts from the green, hard growth of seeking, developing, and improving ourselves to a resting in mystery. It shifts from reliance on form to a resting in the heart. To mature spiritually is to let go of rigid and idealistic ways of being and discover a flexibility and joy in our life. As spiritual maturity develops, it brings kindness to the heart. Ease and compassion become our natural movement. Let us look at the qualities of spiritual maturity. First, non-idealism. The mature heart is not perfectionistic. It rests in the compassion of our being instead of ideals of the mind. Non-idealistic spirituality does not seek a perfect world. It does not seek to perfect ourselves, our bodies, our personalities. It is not romantic about teachers or enlightenment based on images of the immense purity of some special being out there. Thus, it does not seek to gain or attain in spiritual life, but only to love and be free. Mature spirituality is based simply on the capacity to let go and to love, to open the heart to all that is. Without ideals, the heart can turn the suffering and imperfections we encounter into the path of compassion. In this non-idealistic practice, the divine can shine through even in acts of ignorance and fear, inviting us to wonder at the mystery of all that is. In this there is no judgment and no blame, for we seek not to perfect the world, but to perfect our love for what is on this earth. A second quality of mature spirituality is kindness. It is based on a fundamental notion of self-acceptance, rather than guilt, blame, or shame for the ignorant acts we've committed or the fears that still remain within us. It understands that opening requires the warm sun of loving kindness. A third quality of spiritual maturity is patience. Spiritual maturity understands that the process of awakening goes through many seasons and cycles. It asks for our deepest commitment that we take the one seat in our heart and open to every part of life. True patience is not gaining or grasping. It does not seek any accomplishment. Patience allows us to open to that which is beyond time. Awakening is timeless. Awakening is not a matter of weeks or years or lifetimes, but a loving and patient unfolding into the mystery that is just and always now. A fourth quality of spiritual maturity is immediacy. Spiritual awakening is found in our own life here and now. In the Zen tradition, they say, after the ecstasy, the laundry. Spiritual maturity manifests itself in the immanent as well as the transcendent. It seeks to allow the divine to shine through our every action. Altered states, extraordinary experiences of the mind, great openings of consciousness are valued not for their own sake, but only to the extent that they return us to our human incarnation, to inform our wisdom and deepen our capacity for compassion. A fifth quality of spiritual maturity is a sense of the sacred that is integrated and personal. Integrated in that it does not create separate compartments of our life, dividing that which is sacred from that which is not. Personal in honoring spirituality through our own words and actions. Otherwise, our spirituality is not of any true value. Integrated and personal spiritual practice includes our work, our love, our families, and our creativity. It understands that the personal and the universal are inextricably connected, that the universal truths of spiritual life can come alive only in each particular and personal circumstance. How we live is our spiritual life. As one wise student remarked, if you really want to know about a Zen master, talk to their spouse. A sixth quality of spiritual maturity is questioning. Rather than adopting a philosophy or following blindly a great teacher or compelling path, we come to recognize that we must see for ourselves. This quality of questioning is called by the Buddha Dhamma Vichaya, our own investigation into the truth. It is a willingness to discover what is so, without imitation, without following the wisdom of others. In spiritual maturity, we find a great sense of autonomy, not as a reaction to authority, but based on a heartfelt recognition that we too, like the Buddha, can awaken. Mature spirituality has a profoundly democratic quality in which all individuals are empowered to discover that which is sacred and liberating for themselves. A seventh quality of spiritual maturity is flexibility. Spiritual maturity allows us, like bamboo, to move in the wind, to respond to the world with our understanding and our hearts, to respect the changing circumstances around us. The spiritually mature person has learned the great art of staying present and letting go. Their flexibility understands that there is not just one way of practice or one fine spiritual tradition, but there are many ways. It understands that spiritual life is not about adopting any one particular philosophy or set of beliefs or teachings, that it is not a cause for taking a stand in opposition to someone else or something else. It is an easiness of heart that understands that all of the spiritual vehicles are rafts to cross the stream to freedom. An eighth quality of spiritual maturity is that of embracing opposites, a capacity to hold the contradictions of life in our heart. When we are young children, we see our parents as either all good, when they provide us with what we want, or all bad, when they frustrate our desires and do not act as we wish them to. A great development of the consciousness of children eventually lets them see their parents clearly and understand that within the same person there is both good and bad, love and anger, generosity and fear. A similar development occurs as we mature in spiritual practice. We no longer seek perfect parents, perfectly wise teachers or gurus, trying to find that which is all good as opposed to that which is all bad, separating the victim from the abuser. We begin to understand that each contains its opposite. The next understanding of mature spiritual life is found in relationship. We are always in relationship to something. It is in discovering a wise and compassionate relationship to all things that we find a capacity to honor them all. While we have little control over much of what happens in our life, we can choose how we relate to our experiences. Mature spirituality is an acceptance of life in